For Patriots Game Day Live app, I'm Bob Soucy, joined by Patriots running back Jonas Gray. And after 3 days of practice in rural West Virginia, you guys are here in the Big Easy getting ready for this evening's preseason matchup with the Saints, Jonas. But first, to backtrack, what was the experience like practicing head-to-head with the Saints in that unusual setting?
You know, it was nice. It was competitive. And one thing that we tried to focus on with all this stuff going on with other teams and practices was that be competitive, but at the same time, be professionals. So I think that we did that. We had a lot of fun with it. And we know the Saints are going to be a good team, man. They're coached well, and it was definitely a good test for us all week.
You had a good preseason opener against Green Bay. How do you try to build on the momentum of that and carry it through this evening?
Well, the first thing you got to do is you can't worry about what happened last week. I've been in situations where I've had good preseason games, I've had good games, and the best thing you can do for your teammates and for your coach to be able to, you know, trust you is to be consistent. So that's one thing that I'm doing, being consistent, not worrying about what I did last week, and trying to go out there and just let loose and get ready for the season.
As much as we all are creatures of habit, athletes in particular really have their routines, and we're in New Orleans, known for voodoo, of course, among many other things. Yeah. Are you superstitious at all? Any superstitions before this evening's game?
You know what? I don't really have any superstitions, but the one thing I do always do is I always lay all my clothes out right in front of me. And I don't care if I'm blocking somebody's locker. I don't care who's walking past. I just always got to spread it out and make sure I have everything I need to put on and be ready for the game.
Ron, you got to get ready right now. All the best to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jonas Gray. And as we look ahead to this matchup, certainly looking forward to watching the quarterback situation for the Patriots and how head coach Bill Belichick and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels managed the snaps. Tom Brady took the vast majority of snaps the final day of head-to-head comp with the Saints in West Virginia. So will Garoppolo get more action this evening? Another area of concern offensively, the injury position affected at wide receiver. The injuries have certainly affected the Patriots at that position more than any other on offense, with the absence of Julian Edelman, Brandon LaFell, certainly for the Pats. Brian Timms going down, a big loss. Aaron Dobson not being available of late, another big loss for this team. So how will youngsters like Chris Harper and Jonathan Krause try to earn their way into consideration, respond? How will Josh Boyce play this evening against the New Orleans Saints after a rough preseason opener, but a good week of practice against New Orleans? Beyond that, of course, on the flip side of the depth chart, when we turn our attention to defense in the secondary, we know Malcolm Butler has held down the left corner spot for the Patriots, but what about on the other side? Terrell Brown had a good week against the New Orleans Saints, it seemed. So is he the heir apparent at right cornerback for the Patriots? And of course, Bill Belichick and his staff have continued to experiment with various safeties and other corners who will emerge from the rest of the pack to be factors in the secondary for the Patriots. And for Patriots Game Day Live app, I'm Bob Soucy.